And I believe roofing should be a profession and a career. Generations of Malones have proven that there is nothing we can't accomplish. Malone protects people and your things that matter most.
Support for today's football game coverage has been made possible by Credit Concepts. Credit Concepts with two K's in the name. Hi, I'm Russ Robinson, and we want to thank Credit Concepts for supporting Friday Night Under the Lights all year long, and especially today's football game. The Bernard Blackwell All-Star Football Game, featuring players from the north and the south of Mississippi. Thank you, Credit Concepts with two K's in the name. We look forward to a 2019 season.
This is my friend Barry.
Hi. Unlimited data, Barry?
Ring number one in customer service by J.D. Power, Barry.
Let me take your coat, you little award winner, you.
Actually, that's my fur. Oh, be careful of a man's fur.
You know I'd love to be there. It's just super far.
This isn't that far.
We have unlimited data. We can chat all we want. I'm comfy.
But it's like 10 feet.
Like I said, super far.
Everyone, to another week of Friday Night Under the Lights. George Broadstreet and Reed Vance here with you tonight, talking high school football in the state of Mississippi with scores and call-ins. And we'll talk to a lot of different people, including hopefully J.J. Plummer from the coach at Richland in just a few moments. We're expecting in this also in this half hour to talk to Ray Coleman, who is the Clinton broadcaster, and also Kerry Metzler, who I'm sure Kerry will be anxious to get on tonight because Pinkney won a big game against Poplarville.
Yeah, and the Maroon Tide did a good night.
Yeah, and Kerry was talking about that game last week, and he was kind of anxious about that one because that's a tough matchup in the opening round.
You know, those schools in that area, they always play really good close games against one another.
Right.
It seems that way.
Yeah, they
just
do.
Just a lot of good football concentrated in that particular part of the state.
Right, absolutely. I got a couple of scores that we did not have earlier, and we'll go over some other scores, but this was kind of of local interest in Central Mississippi.
Come on.
kind of a radical change in a way.
It is. You know, if you're used to the Clinton Arrows and their rivalries, you know, you talk about Madison Central, but one of their classic rivalries is Warren Central, and they don't even play them this year. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things where you have to get used to, instead of thinking Warren Central, now you're going to say Tupelo, Starkville, Oxford. Like, that's the region they're in now. And this is tough. You know, if last year was the SEC, you know, SEC West, and I don't know what you call this region that we're playing in now. Maybe the AFC West. I don't know. This is one of those things where it's a step up with some of the best football that's going to be played all season.
Well, you know, you're talking about the rivalries, like with teams like Warren Central kind of no longer being a part of the schedule. I remember when I called Clinton High.
an FR?
We have unlimited data. We can chat all we want. I'm comfy.
But it's like 10 feet.
Like I said, super far.
Support for today's football game coverage has been made possible by Credit Concepts. Credit Concepts with two K's in the name. Hi, I'm Russ Robinson, and we want to thank Credit Concepts for supporting Friday Night Under the Lights all year long, and especially today's football game. The Bernard Blackwell All-Star Football Game, featuring players from the north and the south of Mississippi. Thank you, Credit Concepts, with two K's in the name. We look forward to a 2019 season.
Friday Night Under the Lights here on this last Friday night of August, the second week of the high school football season here in the state of Mississippi. Reed Vance along with George Broadstreet. We thank you so much for joining us. If you'd like to call in to report a score, 601-401-6867 is the number. That's 601-401-6867. It's a new number from last year, so 601-401-6867 is the number. We hope to talk to Kerry Metzler from Picayune coming up in just a few minutes, and we got another hour coming up at the 11 p.m. hour, including Coach Devin Cooper of Northwest Rankin will join us. We'll talk some eight-man football and take more of your calls as well.
Got a couple of more scores. Columbia defeated Mendenhall tonight, 34-12. I don't think we've given you that score. Also, across town here, Clinton Christian defeated Amit School by the score 45-26. So that's Clinton Christian's second win of the year. They had one forfeit win, but that's their second win of the year.
Now, I saw a score here on the Twitter machine that says Vicksburg 14, Germantown 14. Now, I'm going to display my ignorance a little bit of current high school football rules because I've kind of lived in the college world for the most part for the last many years.
Right.
Are ties still a thing? I guess they are, huh?
You know, I'm not the right person to answer that. I think they may make a decision before the game
whether or not
to play overtime or
okay.
not.
Right.
I'm not 100% sure on that. Will has given me a thumbs up. That's
right.
That's accurate. So,
well, apparently that's what they decided. And
well, and that's certainly not a district game.
No.
Sure, certainly.
Vicksburg and Germantown.
Yeah, Germantown. Germantown's a 6A school.
That's
Vicksburg's
right.
a 5A.
Yeah.
And Germantown, you know, of course, in that part of Madison County, has really grown tremendously. And they've got a couple of, like, dandy dozen players. But that's a pretty good effort by Vicksburg.
I think so.
So,
just on paper, at least, not knowing a whole lot about those two teams, but you don't see ties come across every day. So I was
No, you don't. No, and we've had we've talked about overtime. Oxford defeated Brandon tonight in overtime. Ocean Springs and Clinton went to double overtime last night. So at least we don't have any of those There's not Arkansas involved where there's like six or seven overtime.
Yeah, I hope this wasn't a case between Vicksburg and Germantown where they just kept going into overtimes and nobody could, you know, score or break the tie. They just said, let's call it a night.
I don't think that's the way it was. I think they set it up earlier. All right. Have we got anybody on the line? Okay. All right. Tell me, Chris, who we got on the air, or who we've got on the phone.
Harold.
Harold from Hattiesburg. Harold, are you there?
I'm here, guys.
Hey, well, tell us about your ball game tonight.
It was not from Hattiesburg. I'm from that other side that won that ball game, buddies.
Oh, okay.
I'm a Pedal counterpart.
Oh, okay.
I'm a big guy from Pedal.
Well, I was getting...
Guys, it was an interesting ball game. Let's just put it this way. Hattiesburg gets... Pedal opens the ball game up with a kickoff, and they take it down to about the 15-yard line. At the 15-yard line, they did not score, but they did score later in the game. They're leading 7-0 until about the third quarter, and Hattiesburg gets a safety, and it's 7-2. Hattiesburg won the ball game. I mean, Pedal won the ball game 16-10, but Hattiesburg drives down, ties up the ball game. We're at 10-10 going into overtime. Hattiesburg gets the ball to start the overtime period. Try to march it in. They fumble the ball. Pedal gets the ball, and Hattiesburg. Then Pedal comes around and they pick up the win at 16-10. Both teams are. In my book, they're young, but this is great for Pedal to win this. It proves that the Pedal Panthers are a young ball club and they're good.
Well, that's got to be quite a rivalry. I mean, Hattiesburg and Pedal.
It is a big rivalry. I tell you, I've lived in Pedal for 42 years. Graduated. And I'll say it from both schools. Don't ask me how I did it, but I did. But my heart's in both places. I had a boy, Joshua. He graduated from Pedal, so you know the heart's there. But it's also across that bridge. But I'm telling you something, guys. That's a good rivalry. I mean, I love it every year. We get to play. Tony Vance is a good ball coach. He is a good head coach. Coach Glenn and to the Pedal staff. Hey, this is great. But we got a squad coming in next week from Brookhaven. I don't know what they did tonight against Florence County.
I believe Brookhaven won that game.
Okay, so we got two good ball clubs next week.
Well,
I'm telling you, guys, it is just unreal how football's playing this year. We don't know what's going on. I mean, you know, I think I saw where Oak Grove's going to play Seminary next week, which that would be something fantastic. So, you know. I saw it on the schedule. I don't know if that's true or what. I'll wait to see. But, hey, the start of the season is fantastic. And you're talking about some clubs, a friend of mine that went to Tri-County, calls for the Tri-County Rebels. They won tonight. They beat,
They did get Bowling Green tonight. They got big win over Bowling Green.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we appreciate
you. I don't know if Josh has called in yet or not.
Yeah, we'll get to him hopefully later on. Hey, we appreciate you calling in and letting us know about Pedal tonight, and thanks for your phone call.
Hey, this is just fantastic, guys. And you know, you got Pedal's end of the calls coming through this year, so
okay.
Be looking for me.
Will do.
Okay.
All right, guys.
All right, thank you so much. All right. We've got time for Carrie. We can squeeze Carrie in.
Yeah.
Carrie, this is George and Reed Vance tonight. Kind of pinch hitting for Russ, but tell us about the Maroon Tide tonight.
Maroon Tide got a big win tonight over a very, very solid ball club out of Poplarville. Of course, I know Poplarville's played four out of the last five state championships in 4A, and Picayune gets the win 21-13, and Picayune started five sophomores on defense tonight, a defense that held Poplarville 13 points. Quite an effort defensively tonight. Of course, Picayune ball control, had a couple two scoring drives held the ball one time just short of 8 minutes. Another time held it over 5.5 minutes to score. And did a really good job tonight. Beat a quality ball club.
Well, you know, in a high school football game, if you can hold possession of the ball for, what did you say, 8+ minutes? That's pretty impressive.
7 minutes and 50 seconds in one of those drives.
Yeah. Because the quality.
Just grind it out.
Yeah. I mean, the quarters are what, 12 minutes? Is that right?
Yep. 12 minutes.
12-minute quarter. So you right. Basically held the ball almost the entire quarter. So that's pretty impressive.
We did. The last 6 minutes of the third and scored early in the fourth. So very, very impressive tonight for Marine Tide. Played well, a young ball club, and got some great performances tonight from a junior tailback, Dante Davell. Rushed 90 yards on 24 carries, but they were tough yards, and being a good Poppinville defense. And just a good football game, you know, great football game tonight in Pekin.
Who you got next week, Kerry?
Lance Mancuso coming to town. We'll play the Jaguars next week. And of course, Lance grew up in the Pekin area, played for Florida Central, and he and I have been friends a long time. I always tell Lance he shows you can overcome bad coaching when you're young. I coached him at baseball for a couple of years and turned out to be a great coach. But, hey, what a pleasure. I got to say, what a pleasure to hear your voice, Reed. I want to tell you that. I have the utmost respect for everything you have done over the years in broadcasting. I've told you this many times, and what you've done at Mississippi College. And, folks, if you don't know Reed Vance, look in the dictionary. It's got capital letters, CLASS, class all the way. I want to make sure everybody understands that. Of course, George, just always good to hear you guys was on Friday night. You're doing a great job, but I just wanted to get that out there. Reed, I've told you many times the high esteem I hold you in, man, and it's just a pleasure to hear your voice.
Well, it was a pleasure to call Dale's games at MC, and as usual, Kerry, I appreciate the kind words, and the check is in the mail. My friend,
man, no check needed. I'll send
you
some peanuts or something.
We'll do that. We'll probably see you at the high school championships, probably later on this season. Hope to do that. Listen, you guys stay safe down there.
We'll see.
But listen, you guys stay safe with the storm coming in. We'll be praying for all the best for you guys, and we'll look forward to maybe talking with you next week.
I appreciate it. Thanks again, Reed. Thank you, George. God bless you.
Thank you, Kerry. Appreciate it, man.
Kerry, one of the I don't know what the right word to say is, but he's a caller every week.
He's a go-to guy.
He's a go-to guy knows Pekin football, but he also knows South Mississippi football, which is a real
program. The thing I've gotten, of course, getting to know Kerry over the years with his son Dale played at Mississippi College, and what he does, and he and his folks covering that area of high school football, so many different schools on a lot of different radio stations down there, and man, they do a fantastic job. To me, that's what good local high school football broadcasting really should be about. I've got a great deal of respect for Kerry. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. We've almost wrapped up this hour.
It is almost gone.
We're almost gone.
You mean we've got another one?
We've got another hour. And we've also got, during the next hour, at the bottom of the hour, Joel Norris, who is our 8-man NAIS or MAIS eight-man expert, will be with us, and along with some other callers that we'll get to. But it's been an enjoyable first hour, and we hope that you'll stick with us for the second hour, and we'll continue with more scores and highlights on Friday night under the lights.
I started at 23 with nothing but need.